Wyoming lawmakers have been in a cutting mode since coal revenue started to decline a few years ago. But with oil and gas also bringing in less money than usual, it's tougher for the state to pay for services. One solution is to raise taxes. But for many, the solution is to reform the tax structure so that energy does not pay the majority of taxes in the state. Ashley Harpstreet is the executive director of the Wyoming Taxpayers Association. She discusses why her organization likes this approach.
Basically, we need to find taxes that are low and broad-based, and so it doesn't target one industry and you're not beholden to that. So with minerals, we are very tied to the commodity value of it, and we go through those boom and bust cycles. And it just really puts a target on one industry's back.
This has come up quite a bit this year, we should probably mention to people. And most revenue meetings, there have been a little bit of discussion about this. And we've been talking about this for a little while. What has been the opposition, as you read it, to doing what you're proposing?
I think they're not there yet. I think what they've been extremely focused on, especially in the last decade, is really looking at spending. And I would say since, you know, in the last decade, their general fund budget was about $4.2 billion in 2007-2008 biennium, which fast forward to last session in 2020 budget session, they appropriated $2.9 billion. And then we had the pandemic and the shortfall in our economy. You know, the governor and Joint Appropriations Committee are recommending a $500 million cut to the legislature to consider and a supplemental budget bill this session. So they've gone from $4.2 billion and now a proposed $2.5 billion. So they've been very concentrated on spending measures before they look at tax increases to the taxpayer. There have been several little levers they've been looking at pulling, but nothing that makes a grand gesture to balance out that tax system.
The one that has always struck me that is interesting, and I'll be honest with you, I don't want to pay any more taxes than anybody else, but there are a lot of sales tax exemptions in our state for a bunch of services that it strikes me that wouldn't do any harm if, you know, maybe it's ski tickets or massages or whatever people get. Is that something that your organization thinks would be a good idea?
Yes. So in a general theory, tax exemptions or sales tax exemptions is a proposal that we would be very interested in supporting. Obviously, every proposal has different loopholes that we'd have to evaluate separately. But as it is concerned to tax policy and especially what Wyoming tax reform passed to, since we only have three levers to pull for taxation, that's sales, property, and income, and we only do two of those three, and then we have over 50 exemptions on one of those levers and sales, that would be the natural place to start having this broader conversation of how do we implement a low broad-based tax without going down the road of an income tax.
So the thought, you pointed out just a second ago that there's been a lot of budget cutting. There's certainly resistance to dealing with increased taxes or anything along those lines. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on is you've done a lot of economic development work in your time prior to this job. How does that uncertainty with the tax base impact business recruitment and business development in our state?
You know, the Joint Revenue Committee around 2017 was studying the tax structure, and when I was an economic developer, we were all looking on the Endow initiative that Governor Mead was pushing, which was an economic needed diversification option for Wyoming. And speaking of, like, how do we diversify ourselves? And so the Joint Revenue Committee in 2017 looked at studying the tax structure and how economic diversification could help. But what they found out through Regional Economic Models Incorporated, when they studied our tax structure, they were able to prove economic diversification efforts are unable to improve revenue flow in Wyoming without tax reform. Specifically drilling down on that, if we're trying to diversify, the only effort that will help with our revenue streams is to stimulate our resource sectors. So under its current tax structure, Wyoming's effort to stimulate non-resource sectors in the state presents fiscal challenges. only growth in resource sectors has significant positive fiscal impacts. And that's directly from that Remy study.
Does the low tax base that we have in the state, has that had much of an impact on job recruitment?
So yes and no, they appreciate it. But even when we say we have the lowest tax structure in the nation and we're business friendly, they still were like, well, what can you peel back? What can you give me? I think the root of the problem is because of our good friends in the minerals industry and our legacy partners, we've been able to have a low broad-based or a low tax system where, you know, an individual will pay about $3,000 in, but then they receive the public service cost of $27,000. So we've been very rich in benefits and living off the back of just one particular industry. So that's been attractive. But the fact that that's tied to, you know, a volatile market, it's just unstable to keep up with, especially when you bring more people in on that system that don't contribute to the tax base.
So do you see this changing anytime soon?
You know, I'm going to be glass half full, and I'm hopeful. I think that there's more and more people interested in understanding that, you know, basically all roads lead back to our tax structure. And I think in the last, you know, year, 18 months, we're having more and more discussions about it, which eventually will trickle back up to their legislator and hopefully will work on impacting some change there. But I really feel my Super Bowl pick for the 2021 general session is specifically until we feel the pain and cuts, reduction in spending, specifically education, plus the use of LISRA, which is our rainy day accounts, we might graduate to a revenue enhancement or a bigger picture revenue conversation.
Ashley Harpsreath, again, is the head of the Wyoming Taxpayers Association. Always nice chatting with you, Ashley, and thank you.
Thank you.